はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、トリード、ジュンです。
Peter here, lower intermediate lesson number 8. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, Jun-san, we are back. You are back.
Yes.
2 days in a row. It is great to have you back in the studio. Today we have another very interesting conversation. And today we'll be taking a closer look at the grammatical point, tokoro, referring to a place and time an action is taking place. Now we'll cover all of this in the grammar point. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
お邪魔します。
どうぞ。
わあ、素敵な家。この家はピカピカね。この床は鏡みたい。どうやって掃除するの？
え、そう？気づかなかったわ。
気づかなかったってどういうこと？
私は掃除しないから。
掃除しない？じゃあ誰が掃除するの？
お帰りなさい。
ただいま。金田さん、こちらは私の主人です。
はじめまして、金田です。よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。よろしくお願いします。
コーヒー2つね。
はいはい、わかりました。今ケーキを焼いているところだから、後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。でもとりあえずコーヒーを持っていきますね。
ありがとう。
すみません。どうして？いいの？今のは？
いいのよ。旦那は専業主婦で何でも真剣にやるタイプだから。
いいな、羨ましいな。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。お邪魔します。どうぞ。わあ、素敵な家。この家はピカピカね。この床は鏡みたい。どうやって掃除するの？え、そう？気づかなかったわ。気づかなかったってどういうこと？私は掃除しないから。掃除しない？じゃあ誰が掃除するの？
おかえりなさい。
ただいま。金田さん、こちらは私の主人です。はじめまして、金田です。よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。よろしくお願いします。
コーヒー二つね。
はい、はい。わかりました。今、ケーキを焼いているところだから、後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。でも、とりあえず、コーヒーを持っていきますね。
ありがとう。すみません。どうして？いいの？今のは。いいのよ。旦那は専業主婦で何でも真剣にやるタイプだから。いいな。羨ましいな。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
お邪魔します。
I'm coming in.
どうぞ。
Please.
わあ、素敵な家。この家はピカピカね。この床は鏡みたい。どうやって掃除するの？
Wow, what a nice looking place you have. This place is spotless. The floor is like a mirror. How do you clean it?
え、そう？気づかなかったわ。
Oh, is that right? I didn't notice.
気づかなかったってどういうこと？
Didn't notice? What do you mean?
私は掃除しないから。
I don't clean.
掃除しない？じゃあ誰が掃除するの？
Don't clean? Then who does the cleaning?
お帰りなさい。
Welcome back.
ただいま。金田さん、こちらは私の主人です。
I'm home. Miss Kaneda, this is my husband.
はじめまして、金田です。よろしくお願いします。
How do you do? I'm Kaneda. It's nice to meet you.
こちらこそ。よろしくお願いします。
Same here. Nice to meet you.
コーヒー二つね。
Two coffees, please.
はいはい、わかりました。今ケーキを焼いているところだから、後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。でもとりあえず コーヒーを持って行きますね。
Yep, understood. I'm baking a cake right now, so I'll bring you some handmade cake later. But first things first, I'll get the coffee.
ありがとう。
Thanks.
すみません。どうして?いいの?今のは?
What was that all about? Is that all right? What happened just now?
いいのよ。旦那は専業主婦で何でも真剣にやるタイプだから。
It's fine. My husband is a full-time house husband, and he's the type that takes everything seriously.
いいな、羨ましいな。
That's so nice. I'm so jealous. 夏子さん、いかがですか?
いいな、羨ましいな。
Really?
Yeah. What a wonderful situation.
I've never seen you so happy, Natsuko-san.
You're kidding.
Yoshi-san, どうですか?
I like doing housework too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's move on to vocabulary. Natsuko-san, first word.
Pika pika.
Shining.
Pika pika. Pika pika.
Yoshi-san, 例文お願いします。
車をピカピカになるまで磨く。
To polish a car until it becomes shiny.
パトカーのライトがピカピカ光っていた。
The patrol car's lights were flashing. Next.
床
Floor.
床床
夏子さん、例文お願いします。
床に絨毯を敷く。
To lay a carpet on the floor. Next.
鏡
Mirror.
鏡鏡
Example sentence, please.
鏡を覗く
To peek in the mirror. To look into a mirror.
鏡が割れた
The mirror is broken. Next.
掃除
Cleaning.
掃除掃除
Yoshi さん、例文お願いします。
オフィスを掃除する
To clean the office. 夏子さん
私は掃除が苦手です。
I'm not good at cleaning. I can relate to this sentence.
Me too.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
得意です。
いいですね。
今週の土曜日は空いてますか?
空いてます。
Peter is planning something. 旦那。
Husband.
Not only husband.
Really?
Yes. It does mean husband, but it sometimes can refer to master of the store.
Like the owner.
Yes. Yes, owner, master.
Or mm-hmm. the person who runs the store.
Yes, the main person.
The head honcho at the store.
Yes.
Okay, so two meanings. I didn't know that.
Yes, so you can refer to some, of course, male, some man who looks important. Danna, danna. Like that.
Really?
Yes.
I'll give it a try. But is it considered informal or?
A bit informal maybe.
So maybe if I was friendly with the owner uh-huh. or I could say it, but if I went into a store for the first time and I was like, danna, danna.
Well, yeah, it might sound very, yes, informal.
Maybe,
casual.
Maybe if I'm like 50 or 60.
Yeah, right.
I could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you give us a sample sentence?
あの寿司屋の旦那は腕がいい。
The owner of that sushi restaurant has really good skills.
So in this sentence, it doesn't mean husband.
But you kind of opened up a little bit of a can of worms in your sample sentence. What does 腕がいい mean?
Oh, well, how about translating it directly?
Okay.
腕
Arms. Like your whole arm.
Yes.
Like from the shoulder blade...That's not part of your arm. From the shoulder socket all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
腕
が いい
Subject marking particle. が and いい So arms, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good arms.
Good arms.
Again, that's literal. But it's a metaphor for skilled at.
Mm-hmm.
He has good arms to make something good.
Yes.
So 腕がいい Okay. But let's jump back to Danna for a second. Danna, mm-hmm. right? You got to really hit the N in there.
Yes. Danna.
Can you give us a sample sentence where it is the husband? Okay, next we have.
専業主婦
Full-time house husband.
Yes, because kanji is different here.
Yeah?
You usually use another kanji for housewives.
And what's that?
専業主婦
And the last character is different.
Yes, but it sounds the same.
Really?
Both are 専業主婦.
Wait, break it down?
専業主婦. 専業主婦.
So, just 夫, one syllable.
Yes.
And that's for house husbands.
Yes, and for housewife.
The same?
Yes.
The same pronunciation?
Yes, but different kanjis.
So, you have to pay attention to that. So, I guess the way you would know when you're talking with someone is context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in this one, yes, the house husband.
Full-time house husband.
Full-time house husband.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at the characters in this word because there are actually four characters that make up this word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are the first two?
専業.
What does the first one mean?
Exclusively.
What does the second one mean?
Business.
Exclusive business. Third character?
Main.
And fourth?
Husband.
Exclusive business, main husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good to be the main husband as opposed to the other one. Yeah, the first part works quite well for remembering this as a mnemonic. Exclusive business is the housework.
Yes.
And being the husband, the main husband. But Natsuko, I don't quite get the connection, the main husband.
Yeah, right. That's because this word is made as kind of a parody of housewife. For the full-time housewife, which is 専業主婦, with the latter two, 主婦. 主 is main, and 婦 means lady. So, a main lady in a house.
Thank you, Natsuko-san. You helped us again.
You're welcome.
Okay, so can we get a sample sentence?
最近では専業主婦も珍しくありません.
Recently, full-time household husbands are not unusual. Natsuko-san.
Hi.
誰か専業主婦してますか?
私の友達にはいませんね.
Yeah, I don't know anybody either. Okay, next up.
羨ましい.
Jealous.
羨ましい. 羨ましい.
Yeah, this one needs to be broken down. 羨ましい.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it a few times, slowly, then it'll roll off your tongue.
Yes.
羨ましい. Sample sentence, please.
彼が新車を買ってとても羨ましいです.
He bought a new car, and I'm very envious. Now, Natsuko-san, in English, envious is kind of...
Negative.
Negative, yeah. Does this word have that negative nuance?
No. This word can be actually used as a compliment. Like, when someone tells me good news, and I can say, wow, 羨ましい!
But again, it doesn't come out with a negative nuance.
Yes, it's more like, how nice!
Yeah, I think this word, if this word appears, then there's a good feeling between the two people.
Yes, let's translate it this way. Like, I wish I were you.
Or, I wish I had the thing you have.
Yes, so not really jealous.
If it could be spoken about, it's not true, deep-rooted. Envy.
True.
True. Maybe if they're really, really jealous, they say, oh, yokatta desu. Like, oh, that's good. Or they won't use this word.
Yeah, or maybe they won't mention at all.
Yeah. So if you hear this word, it's a good sign that people aren't really jealous or envious.
Yes.
A few things I'd like to take a look at in the dialogue. First, Natsuko-san. Just a quick refresher. When you enter somebody's house,
お邪魔します.
Then, in the third line, when Kaneda-san is complimenting Yamaguchi-san on our house, can you read that line?
わあ、素敵な家!
Depending on how close or what kind of relationship you have, you may want to add ですね.
Yes.
Or something to make it more polite. Here, it's very informal. Followed by,
この家はピカピカね.
This house is spotless.
この床は鏡みたい.
This floor is like a mirror. Now here we have mitai, as in looks like. And we attach it directly to the noun.
Right.
Append it right to the noun. Noun, mitai.
Yes.
And looks like. Natsuko-san, if I want to say, looks like a movie star.
映画スターみたい。
Okay, noun plus みたい。But in this sentence, what we want to look at is the following sentence.
どうやって掃除するの?
How do you clean it? And the way we form this is the expression どうやって。
Mm-hmm.
And we attach this to verbs.
Yes.
To ask how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is really, really good Japanese.
Yes.
I don't know if it's really good grammatically correct Japanese, but...
useful.
Yes. In spoken Japanese, it's very useful.
Yes.
For example, Natsuko-san, when I want to go somewhere mm-hmm. and I'm asking for directions,
mm-hmm.
say I want to go to Tokyo Tower, how would I say, how do I go to Tokyo Tower?
Tokyo Tower へはどうやって行きますか?
どうやって行きますか?
Mm-hmm.
That plus the verb.
Yes.
Here we have, どうやって掃除する? Mm-hmm. How do you clean it?
Mm-hmm.
If you come to Japan, lots of different foods coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, how do I eat it?
どうやって食べますか?
There it is. So this is some really good Japanese that will really help you sound more natural.
Yes.
When speaking it. The next line we want to look at is Yamaguchi's husband. Yamaguchi no danna. When he's talking about the cake. Can you read that line for us?
今ケーキを焼いているところだから後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。
Few things here. First, give us that line one more time.
今、ケーキを焼いているところだから。
Okay. First we have?
今。
Now?
ケーキ。
Cake?
を。
Marked by the object marker を。
焼いている。
Which is actually?
焼く。
To bake. But depending on what you're doing, could be to cook,、
mm-hmm.
to burn,
Yes.
To sear. So
yes.
This verb takes on the English word of whatever action is being carried out. And here it's a cake, so it's being baked. So we translate it as now cake baking.
ところだから.
Here we want to focus on the ところ, place. Now, this doesn't refer to a place so much as a point in time
mm-hmm.
or a place in time.
Yes.
So he's at this current moment baking a cake.
Mm-hmm.
At this current point in time, he's baking a cake. And today's grammar point is ところ. Again, in the PDF, you'll find a bigger and more detailed write-up about this, but we'll just give you the kind of quick and dirty explanation. Now, ところ is a noun meaning place. Now, notice that we have the present progressive, teiru, informal. The informal present progressive followed by
ところ.
Meaning, at this current time, he's doing this.Right now, I'm baking a cake. At this current point in time, now, I'm baking a cake.
Mm-hmm.
He follows that with?
後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。
後で after その手作りケーキ that handmade cake. Here, that cake is marked with?
も
Why is it marked with も?
Because he's gonna bring coffee too.
Yeah, not just that, more.
Yes, so not just the cake.
So this can actually substitute for what particle would we use if it was just the cake?
Wo.
So in this case, the mo is actually substituting for the wo.
Yes.
Followed by?
持っていきます。
持っていきます。
Mm-hmm. So it's apparent here that the ladies will not stay here but go somewhere to have a talk or something.
Ah.Now it all makes sense.
Yes.
So, te ikimasu, in this case, because they're together, we would indicate that they're not going to stay in that location. Because in the following sentence, demo toriaezu kohi wo motte ikimasu ne?
Yes.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Te ikimasu.
Yes.
So they're going to move.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, makes sense now. All right, I think that's going to do it for today.
じゃ、また来週。
See you next week.
お邪魔します。
どうぞ。
わあ、素敵な家。この家はピカピカね。この床は鏡みたい。どうやって掃除するの？
え、そう？気づかなかったわ。
気づかなかったってどういうこと？
私は掃除しないから。
掃除しない？じゃあ誰が掃除するの？
お帰りなさい。
ただいま。金田さん、こちらは私の主人です。
はじめまして、金田です。よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。よろしくお願いします。
コーヒー2つね。
はいはい、わかりました。 今ケーキを焼いているところだから、後でその手作りケーキも持っていきます。でもとりあえずコーヒーを持っていきますね。
ありがとう。
すみません。どうして？いいの？今のは？
いいのよ。旦那は専業主婦で何でも真剣にやるタイプだから。
いいな、羨ましいな。